Prayer warriors, get ready. Egypt needs your intercession this weekend. Bad weather's complicating rescue in northern India, and a college ministry is seeing growth despite civil rights pushback. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Approaching June 30th, and it feels like Egypt is facing a do-or-die kind of scenario. 15 million Egyptians signed the rebel as a sign of their anger. But it's more than that, says Open Door spokesman Jerry Dykstra.
Rebellion Initiative is a campaign coalition of Egyptian opposition groups, and they've been calling for his resignation and that new presidential elections be held.
Sunday's the one-year anniversary of President Morsi's inauguration. Christians marginalized under Morsi were planning on protesting, but then
Muslim Brotherhood has promised that if they go to the streets, they're going to be in harm's way.
The military's warning they're going to get involved to keep things calm, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Whose side are they on? We don't know. So everything is up in the air. Everything is very fragile.
Prayer warriors?
Pray that there'll be no loss of life or injury. They want this protest on Sunday to be peaceful, and that's going to take a lot of prayer for that to happen.
Next, bad weather's complicating rescue in northern India. Early monsoon flooding displaced some 10,000 people. Government officials say that at least 1,000 people were killed by flash flooding and mudslides. Compassion International has 9 projects in the affected areas. In 3, children, families, and staff were safe. But sadly, that's not the story in 6 other communities where they work. Pray the love of Christ will heal in these areas. Sponsor a child at our website. This is Mission Network News. Orality. What is it? Well, when it comes to missions, it has to do with people of the world who can't, don't, or won't read. These are oral learners and communicators. President Emeritus with Living Water International, Jerry Wiles, leads orality training evangelism workshops around the world.
Roughly 70% of the world's population, or around 5 billion, are oral learners overall. And so that would include the United States, where there's a lot of people in the United States and in the Western world, Europe, who would be considered secondary oral learners.
Wiles says it's been used effectively for thousands of years. It's just now being rediscovered.
There are actually seminaries and institutions setting up orality departments or orality study programs. There are forums and consultations taking place. So I think this is going to add a lot of momentum and visibility and credibility to the movement.
Sign up for workshops in Houston, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Richmond, Virginia. Details, missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a college ministry is seeing growth despite recent troubles. Jim Lundgren of University Christian Fellowship says they're celebrating record numbers at their annual orientation of new staff.
I think it's a sign of the health of our work on campus.
This spring, restrictions in the name of non-discrimination caused trouble for university. Schools don't want faith-based groups to use religion when choosing student leaders because it leaves out non-religious students.
These staff and their student leaders are thrown right in the middle of negotiations with university administrators on that whole issue.
But record numbers of new staff are a good sign.
The fact that the numbers are growing is allowing us to grow in reaching new campuses and in reaching more students on campus.
Find more at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for new staff this week as they continue training. And Juarez is one of Mexico's chief hubs for drug trafficking and the violence that comes with it. In 2010, the city had over 3,000 deaths related to the drug trade. Buckner International Foster Homes are caring for kids left behind or neglected in this drug hub. They're seeing results, too. One girl is ready to be united with her mom, who quit drugs through Buckner's community program. Pray God's love continues to reach kids through Buckner, Mexico. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy through the end of June by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.